I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, May 14th. The Quincy City Council's Finance Committee has approved the mayor's proposed budget for the next fiscal year without making any cuts. Councilors last night approved the general fund and the water and sewer enterprise funds. Ward 1 City Councilor Dave McCarthy, the chair of the Finance Committee, says the budget will likely receive final approval at this coming Monday night's full City Council meeting. The almost $456 million spending plan is a $36 million increase over the current year's budget. $20 million of that increase is to pay the debt on the $475 million pension bond that was approved in 2021. The budget also includes increases in trash and recycling and health insurance, and the budget funds 20 new firefighters, 4 new patrol officers, and a new scam and fraud prevention liaison. Mayor Thomas Koch says there will be a modest increase in property taxes this year. A Quincy home is currently unlivable after a fire on Monday afternoon. The blaze broke out in the four-family home at 41 Holbrook Road in North Quincy just after 2 Monday afternoon. Smoke and flames were seen coming from a first-floor window when firefighters arrived. One resident was treated for smoke inhalation and minor burns. Officials say the fire started in a kitchen and is believed to be accidental. The American Red Cross was assisting the displaced tenants. Well, there is a new outdoor classroom at the Lincoln Hancock Elementary School in Quincy. The new outdoor classroom officially opened during a ribbon-cutting ceremony on Monday. The classroom was the Eagle Scout project led by Quincy High School senior Jason Siders in Scout Troop 42. The project was supported by Mayor Thomas Koch, Ward 4 Councilor James Devine, Commissioner of Natural Resources Dave Murphy, and Building Commissioner Paul Hines, along with Lincoln Hancock Principal Janet Loftus, Parent Teacher Council President Kristen Paluzzi, and Architect Brian LaRoche. The opening ceremony also included a free family fun night with ice cream, cotton candy, bouncy houses, and face painting. Governor Healey filing legislation yesterday that could save Massachusetts customers an estimated $10 billion over the next decade in a sweeping effort to cut energy costs for residents and businesses. The proposal targets utility bill reform by eliminating certain charges, increasing oversight to prevent unnecessary costs, and easing restrictions on emerging nuclear technology. The legislation builds on energy plans announced in March to reduce statewide energy bills by a collective $220 million, which began in April. As part of the initiative, electric and gas customers are expected to save nearly $6 billion over the next 5 years. That effort began with a $50 credit applied to electricity bills in April. Now, the proposed legislation would eliminate or significantly reduce electric and gas bill charges by reworking net metering charges and establishing a cap on month-to-month bill increases to avoid any spikes. The bill would also increase supply by allowing Massachusetts to explore nuclear technologies and expand the state's authority to procure new energy generation sources such as hydropower from Canada and energy storage solutions. In addition, the legislation would authorize the DPU or an outside firm to audit utilities management and operations to ensure that customers pay for costs only associated with delivering power to their homes and businesses. A parade of primary care physicians pleaded with Massachusetts lawmakers this week to devote new funding toward the sector, warning that staff shortages and long waits for appointments will worsen without any action. Building on years of alarming reports about gaps in care, doctors and reform supporters urge lawmakers to craft a baseline spending target and to overhaul payment processes.
State watchdogs have already cautioned that Boston has some of the longest wait times for new patient physicals in the country, and that Massachusetts has a comparably low share of physicians working in primary care. Several veteran doctors on Monday offered anecdotes of their own. A pair of bills before the committee would move toward new payment models for primary care, while quantifying the specific share of healthcare spending that most go toward primary care. 12% of total healthcare expenditures in the Senate bill and at least 15% in the House bill. Massachusetts Department of Conservation and Recreation is recruiting lifeguards and swim instructors ahead of the summer season. Certified lifeguard applicants who commit to working at an agency beach or pool through Labor Day can earn up to $750 in bonuses, in addition to competitive hourly wages ranging from $22 to $27, depending on position and associated certifications. Lifeguards, head lifeguards, pool and waterfront supervisors, and water safety instructors are needed to staff agency-managed pools in Somerville, Boston, Chelsea, Lawrence, Malden, Cambridge, Everett, and Watertown, as well as Revere Beach. Lifeguards who stay through Sunday, August 17th, the end of the pool season, will receive a $250 retention bonus. Those who work through Labor Day, Monday, September 1st, marking the end of the beach season, will receive an extra $500 bonus. To apply for a lifeguard position, candidates must be at least 16 years old by their date of hire, complete lifeguard training, and be certified in first aid and CPR. The DCR will open its 81 designated swimming areas across Massachusetts on Memorial Day weekend, and the season will run through Labor Day. DCR's 24 pools across the state open June 21st, and the agency's two waiting pools open on June 14th. Most of DCR's pool and waterfront positions are seasonal, with a 40-hour work week, including weekends and holidays. Limited part-time lifeguard and instructor positions up to 20 hours per week may also be available. A check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 269 points. The NASDAQ rose 301. And the S&P is up 42. Asian stocks mostly higher as a cautious sense of relief spreads through regional markets after the U.S. and China agreed to a 90-day pause in their trade war to allow for negotiation. The dollar is down. The euro rose. Oil at $63 a barrel. In sports, Celtics and Knicks in Game 5 of the playoffs at the Garden tonight at 7, with New York going into the series 3-1 over Boston. And the Tigers beat the Red Sox in 11 innings, 10-9. The Sox will try and avoid being swept in Detroit tonight at 6:40. The National Weather Service forecast for today, increasing clouds and a high of 72. Some showers this evening and a low of 56. Tomorrow, scattered showers mainly in the morning, high 70 degrees. Friday could see an isolated thunderstorm, warm and humid. The high Friday, 79. Same thing Saturday, isolated thunderstorms, warm and humid, high of 78. For the boater, waves about a foot, a light easterly wind at a high tide, 1:35 p.m. Sunrise, 5:23, sets at 7:57. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, May 14th.